Senate please come to order? Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 18 members present this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Will the members please stand for the invocation by Monsignor James Miller, St. Paul's Catholic Church?
Let us pray. Almighty God, at the beginning of another week, we place ourselves in your presence. We reflect on an ancient hymn. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and Blessed Spirit, hear our prayer. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Guide these legislators to be aware of your presence both in themselves and in each other. And may what they do today reflect your truth and celebrate your freedom. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Senator Sharp, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. President.
Senator Phillips.
Mr. President, I ask the unanimous consent that the prayer be spread across the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journals for the 26th, 27th, and 28th legislative days.
Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent the journals be approved as read by the Senate Secretary.
Yes. Senator Duncan, speaking to your objection.
I'd like to call the Senate, please.
We have a motion to call the Senate on the approval of the journal. I believe we have a member that was, let's see, what do we have, 19 people here? And we have one member that was on medical, I think returning sometime today, but I don't know what time.
That's right. I would also note, Mr. President, that Senator Lehman is at home ill with a bad case of the flu. I was going to move to have him excused as soon as we got onto that. People should know that.
Senator Duncan?
President, I'm just looking at my list of excused from a call individuals. I guess I don't understand the excuse for the senator from Pedro Bay.
I think the senator from Pedro Bay was excused in the same way that the senator from Palmer was excused in the first few days of the session for medical. He was not in Juneau.
May we have an ease?
Sure. The Senate will stand at ease. Senator Duncan?
I lift a call.
Thank you, Senator Duncan. The motion before us is the motion to approve the journal. Are there further objections? Without objections, the journal is approved. That brings us to introduction of guests. Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, there are members here who have students in the leadership project from their districts, but I have the list here, and I'd like to introduce a number. There may be some other students here that come from your districts that you had connection with that will require introduction, but anyway, vocational education group here, it's my real pleasure to introduce the Student Leadership Project state officers, and if they would stand and we'll applaud them all when they're done with introduction, we'll save a moment. This is Matt Griffin, Alaska State DECA President, Stephanie McGee, Alaska DECA State Vice President, Julia Castle, Alaska DECA State Treasurer, Amy Sundberg, Alaska DECA State Parliamentarian. Teresa Tolson, Alaska BPA State Vice President. And Audrey Williams, Alaska BPA State Historian. They're both from Wasilla. And from Palmer, Rebecca Poole, Alaska FHA State President. And Denali Elmore, Alaska FHA State Vice President. Welcome.
Further introduction of guests, Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. President. I am very proud to introduce a group of students, both in the Miller and Ziegler Gallery. I'll start out first with the students that are here from the Alaska Close-Up Program and in the Ziegler Gallery from Valdez. First is the chaperone teacher, Jeannie Kelly. The students, Aza Brewey, Angela Richardson, Mandy Shreve, Candy Zastro, Adrienne Greiner, and Tim Plummer from Valdez. Please help me welcome them. And Mr. President, next, over in the Miller Gallery, a group that is from the Yukon Flats School District that is also here for the Alaska Close-Up, the chaperone and teacher, Lynn Mooney, students Jennifer Hansen from Arctic Village, Darlene Christian from Venati, Sandy Deaton from Beaver, Christina Eric from Fort Yukon, Larry Crow from Circle, and Brian Talbot from Fort Yukon. Please help me welcome them.
Senator Little.
Mr. President, it's my pleasure to introduce two of my constituents to you this morning in the Ziegler Gallery. One individual is a very prominent citizen in the Homer area. Her name is Susan Kernis, and she's the program chair for the Homer Chamber of Commerce. Please help me welcome her. And another individual, a distinguished individual, I would say, for whom we are approving a citation today. She just happens to be in town. This is Miss Kathy Godfrey, who is a former Homer city council person who was recently given the Homer Chamber of Commerce Outstanding Community Service by an Individual Award.
Further introduction, Senator Jarrell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Also with the close-up program, I am honored to introduce students that are in attendance today in the Ziegler Gallery. They are from the community of Cake here in Southeast. As I call the students, if we could have them rise, please. Mike Hawk, Julie Austin, Shauna Bell, Sarah Davis, Melissa Ward, and they are accompanied by their teacher, Suzanne Metcalf. Welcome to Juneau.
Are there further introductions? Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Also, we have two of the hosts of Alaska Close-Up with us, and I'd like to introduce them at this time, Patrick Henry and Rachel Moreno. Please stand.
Further introductions? Messages from the governor.
There are no messages this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated February 5th, dear Mr. President, House of Representatives respectfully requests the Senate to meet in joint session in the House chamber on Thursday, February 11th at 11 a.m. to hear an address by Ted Stevens, U.S. Senator.
Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate accept the House invitation to meet in joint session.
Are there objections? Without objection, the Senate will join the House in the House chambers at 11 a.m. on Thursday to hear an address by Senator Ted Stevens.
Those are all the messages from the House.
Communications.
Following reports have been received. Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Areas Annual Report. The following risk management reports have been received from Commissioner Ucera, Department Administration. Division of Risk Management Annual Report. Actuarial Report from Coopers & Lybrand. State Insurance Catastrophic Fund Condition Report. And those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Reports to standing committees.
Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 67, Mental Health Trust Amendments. Reports are back as follows. Senator Miller, Chair, signed due pass. Senators Pierce, Frank, and Lehman signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal note and fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 67 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. The Rules Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 21 relating to the 27th Annual Boys State recommends it be calendared today. Report was signed by Senator Rieger, Vice Chair, concurring Senator Jara, Little, and Halford. This resolution does appear on today's calendar, and those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 104 by Senator Pierce, an act directing the Commissioner of Natural Resources to accept, under certain circumstances, a contract price agreed to between a lessee of federal land and a gas or electric utility as the value of the federal government's royalty share from natural gas production when royalty is payable to the state under applicable federal law, and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Judiciary, Finance.
Senate Bill number 105 by Senator Taylor, an act relating to motor vehicle dealers and to agents for motor vehicle buyers, and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Judiciary. Without objection, the Senate will stand at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? Under introduction of Senate bills, I referred Senate Bill 104 to Resources, Judiciary, and Finance. Apparently that does not have legal implications. I thought it did, so the judiciary referral will be removed. It'll go Resources and Finance. That's Senate Bill 104.
Mr. President, what was the title of that bill?
That is directing the Commissioner of DNR to accept under circumstances contract price. It's on natural gas.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1 by Senators Lehman and Phillips relating to the 27th Annual Boys State. State Affairs Committee considered the resolution. A majority of the committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senator Lehman, Chair, concurring Senators Miller, Ellis, and Duncan. Zero fiscal note. Rules Committee considered the resolution. Recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Rieger, Vice Chair, concurring Senator Jaroff, Little, and Halford. I have no amendments.
Senator Catula.
We're going to ask unanimous consent to send the sponsor to be showed as co-sponsor of Senate Concurrent 1.
Without objection, Senator Catula will be shown as a co-sponsor of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1. Senator Rieger.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to also move to be added as a co-sponsor of SCR.
Without objection, Senator Rieger will also be a co-sponsor. Senator Pierce, the same motion. Senator Duncan, the same motion. Senator Taylor, the same motion. Senator Miller, the same motion. Senator Salo, the same motion. Senator Sharp, the same motion. Senator Jaroff, Senator Donnelly, Senator Phillips. Okay. You can be twice. Senator Frank and Senator Kelly. Senator Lincoln. Senator Taylor.
I move that SCR-1 be advanced.
It doesn't need to be advanced. It's a concurrent resolution, Senator Taylor. Senator Phillips.
If it's appropriate to make some comments.
Senator Phillips?
My colleague from Northwest Anchorage is not here, and he's the prime sponsor, but I want to add that he and the senator from downtown Anchorage, Johnny Ellis, and myself were members of Boys State, and I do believe it's a very good program, and you're seeing what I believe three good examples of the Boys State program. Other people may differ on the end results, but, you know, this program has got young men and women involved in government, and as a result, from my own personal experiences, the 6 days I spent up at Copper Center in the summer of 68, I learned more about government in that 6 days than I did all 4 years in high school.
Senator Duncan?
President, was that a statement in support, or is that a reason for us to oppose?
Senator Ellis, would you like to respond?
Mr. Speaker. Or Mr. President, I'd also like my name shown as a co-sponsor. I did want to rise on one serious note in addition to my support for the program. I think it's an excellent program. I'd never seen the Boys State selection guidelines before when I was a participant in the program as a junior in high school, and then was proud to go on to represent Alaska at Boys Nation. And I don't know, our current president has footage of him with then-President Kennedy, and that was a big part of his campaign and the new generation kind of theme. I have some footage somewhere of myself with President Carter in the Rose Garden, and I suppose if I ever seek the nation's highest office, I'll see if that does me any good in a campaign. On a serious note, though, Mr. President, there, I would just point this out, and I mean this in no disrespect whatsoever to the program, but selection criteria number 9 states that radical students are not desirable since they only disrupt the program and decrease the learning for all. I guess I'm happy to learn that I didn't fall on someone's political spectrum at the time in 1977 as a radical student. I've been called liberal before, never a radical, but that just sort of troubles me, and I will take it up with members of the sponsoring organization, the folks that put this on, and just sort of seek clarification for my personal edification of what constitutes a radical student. Is it a kid with long hair? Is it a kid that speaks their mind in school? You know, the vets have fought to let all of us express our opinions very freely as Americans, and that troubled me a little bit, and I'll seek the answer on that and find out what they mean by radical students, because it is sort of dangerous. It would be a very subjective kind of opinion, and I think I hope I know what they mean. The people that have people that aren't interested in the goals of the program, but excluding students or free expression of opinions would trouble me a bit, and I will, as I said, take that up with the organization. So I plan to support the resolution as I do every year and would commend it to others as well. Not that it needs it.
Senator Curtula.
Thank you. I think I joined Ted Stevens in addressing perhaps the first boy state, but I was just thinking, harking back the fact that in the good family tradition, my daughter was Speaker of the House, the girl state, in the first coalition that was put together.
Further debate on the resolution? The resolution is before us in final passage. Will the members please vote? Has every member voted? Will the secretary please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change their vote? Will the secretary please take the roll? And so SCR1 has passed the Senate by a vote of 18 yeas and no nays. It brings us to the next item on the calendar.
Citations honoring Millie Martin by Senators Little, Pierce, Freeman, Curtula, and Duncan. Honoring Kathy Godfrey, Homer Chamber of Commerce, Outstanding Community Service by Individual Award. Senators Little, Pierce, Freeman, Curtula, and Duncan, Representative Navarre. Honoring Homer Council of the Arts, Senators Little, Pierce, Curtula, and Duncan. Honoring Subway of Homer, Senators Little, Pierce, Curtula, and Duncan. Honoring Jason Gifford, Senators Little, Pierce, Lincoln, Lehman, Curtula, Donnelly, and Duncan. Honoring Claudette Curtis, Senators Pierce, Curtula, Donnelly, Halford, and Duncan. Honoring William Breeden by Senators Lehman, Pierce, Donnelly, Lincoln, Curtula, Grigor, Halford, and Duncan.
Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent the citation calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations appearing on today's calendar are approved by the Senate. That brings us to unfinished business. Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to bring up my reconsideration on the vote for Dr. Robin Wilson to the Ethics Committee, please.
That brings up the reconsideration of confirmation of Dr. Robin Wilson for the one of the public members to the Ethics Committee.
May we have just a very brief at ease, Mr. President?
Without objection, the Senate will stand at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to make just a very brief comment about Dr. Wilson and why I would urge the body to reconsider their vote and vote in the affirmative for him as a member to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. I've come to know Dr. Wilson very well over the past 3 years in a role that would have made us normal adversaries because we were working on the health care issue, and he representing a provider community, and my position on that issue has not always met favor with them. But I have come to respect him as an individual with high integrity, someone who I think reasons very well, is open to the issue at all times, does not go in with a preset, may have a preset mind frame, but he's willing to listen to both sides of the issue, and I've seen him adjust his thinking as I have many times on this issue. I think this individual is a man that would serve well as a public member on the Ethics Committee because of his high level of integrity and his ability to reason and think well, and I'd urge members to confirm him.
Question before the Senate is Senator Ellis, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in support of Dr. Wilson's nomination and confirmation as well. I also served for the last 2 years on the Health Resources and Access Task Force, and a task force that a number of Alaskans were appointed to because of the interests they would represent. As the minority leader pointed out, Dr. Wilson was there along with Sister Donna Taylor of Providence Hospital to represent the interests and their powerful moneyed interests of health care providers in this state. And I was very pleased with the fact that Dr. Wilson, while representing those interests very ably, had an open mind. He was very flexible in his positions to try and formulate good public policy recommendations for this state. And he took on those special interests when he felt they were in the wrong and we were in the right. He's an intelligent and wise man. That really doesn't cover all of the positive attributes that he would bring to the select committee. Another thing in his favor is a long history of expertise in APOC regulations. And we all know that there's a complicated web between ethics considerations and the laws and regulations of the Alaska Public Offices Commission and the regulation of campaigns. Some of the greater concerns of the public about legislative ethics and campaign reform have to do with upholding the APOC laws and having our election process beyond reproach. And Dr. Wilson would bring a deep understanding that I don't believe other members, public members of the select committee will possess. And so he needs to be there for that purpose. In conclusion, he would uphold the highest standards of integrity. I was surprised that he was not confirmed, did not have the votes in the first go-around. I would hope that would change on this vote, now that people have had a time to think it over, because he possesses all the qualities that a reasonable person would hope for a member of this select committee.
Senator Donnelly.
Can we have a very brief at ease?
Senate, please come back to order. Senator Donnelly.
Yeah, Mr. President, in order to avoid any appearance of any conflict, I'd ask to be allowed to abstain from voting on this matter.
Did you make that as a motion?
Yeah, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to abstain.
Okay. Okay, there is a motion and there is objection, so the member will not be able to abstain from voting. Could we stand at ease for a minute? Come back to order. The question before the Senate is, shall Rodman Wilson be confirmed as a public member to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics? Will the members please vote? Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Will the secretary please lock the roll? We got that right. So the roll shows, what? Nine yeas and eight nays. So Rodman Wilson has not been confirmed as a public member of the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics under reconsideration. That takes us back to the daily order of business. I believe we're under unfinished business. Senator Adams.
Thank you, Mr. President. Move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate from plain time tonight, February 8th, until February 15th to the morning plain for personal business.
Without objection, Senator Adams will be excused as requested. Further unfinished business?
Please.
Without objection, we're at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? We're still under unfinished business. Further unfinished business? Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate from plain time on February 11th to morning plain time on February 14th for official state business.
Without objection, Senator Donnelly. Senator Ellis will be excused as requested. Senator Donnelly.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added as a co-sponsor to Senate Bill 78, an act relating to deadlines for action on funding of public education.
Without objection, Senator Donnelly will be added as a co-sponsor to Senate Bill 78.
Mr. President.
Senator Donnelly.
Thank you. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate on the following dates, 4 p.m. February 11th to the morning plain time February 15th for state business,
and 3 p.m. February 19th to morning plane time February 22nd for personal business.
Without objection, Senator Donnelly will be excused as requested. Senator Cotulla, were you seeking the floor?
Move and ask unanimous consent for consent of the prime sponsor, Senator Donnelly, that I be shown as co-sponsor of Senate Joint Resolution 1, proposes amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the individual right to keep and bear arms.
Without objection, Senator Cotulla will be added as a co-sponsor of SJR number 1. Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Moving to ask unanimous consent, I have excused from a call of the Senate on Friday, February 26th. State business.
Without objection, Senator Duncan will be excused as requested. Further unfinished business? Senator Kelly?
The chair's intent to meet this Friday, or are we?
No.
There will be no session Friday, so we'll have a Thursday session?
There will be a Thursday session. There will be no session on Friday. That's correct. Senator Frank.
I'd move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the chair on Monday, February 22nd, on personal business.
Without objection, Senator Frank will be excused as requested. Further unfinished business? Announcements. Senator Pierce.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee tomorrow morning will have a CIP overview of the university, but we also, and I want to notice, because Central Region DOT employees will be in Juneau tomorrow to have a transportation meeting, we will attach at the end of our finance meeting an overview of the Central Region .gov projects, capital projects. So we will likely go through beyond 11 o'clock tomorrow with that meeting. And just so the body knows what we're doing on Wednesday morning from 9 until 11, we have the Alaska Railroad and those commissioners who are board members before the Finance Committee to talk about some policies and procedures of the railroad for anyone interested. On Thursday morning, we have an economic overview with the Department of Labor going through some of their latest statistics with us.
Senator Taylor?
Yes, first off, Congressman Young has invited all senators and representatives to join him for coffee in the Speaker's chambers today at 2 to 3 p.m. Also, the Senate and House Judiciary Committees will meet jointly on Wednesday, February 10th at 3:30 in Room 120 to hold further confirmation hearings for alternate appointees to the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics.
Senator Miller?
Thank you, Mr. President. I've been given an announcement here to make. The Regulatory Review Committee will be meeting today at 1 o'clock in the House Labor and Commerce Room in Room 17.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator Kelly?
Mr. President, tomorrow morning at 3:30 a.m. House Conference Room, there will be a three-way satellite presentation of video technology, and it's being hosted by Representative Hudson and myself, and all members of the Senate are invited.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Duncan?
Thank you, Mr. President. Just if you could allow some latitude here, a question to the Judiciary Chair, if I might, about his announcement. I know last time when the individual from Kotzebue was turned down on the floor of the Senate, by the time I got to my office, the Chief Justice had sent down another name because his staff had called or something. You said nominees. Are we expecting a second nominee to be down soon because Dr. Wilson was turned down a second time, or which?
As best I can, I would discern, we ask for that information as soon as possible so as to get the background work and information to all members of this body for a chance to review it.
Okay. May we have an at ease, please?
Without objection, we're at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? We're still under announcements. Senator Phillips.
President, got a loose connection now. Mr. President, tomorrow at Community Regional Affairs, we'll have at 9 a.m., we'll have a statewide teleconference on the local boundary commission's annexations to take public testimony on those annexations. Plus, Senate Bill 26, the relocation of the legislature from here to Anchorage, will be up.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Rieger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today at 1:30 in the Butterfitz Room, the Hess Committee will take up consideration of Senate Bill 61, which is the governor's bill on Alaska 2000.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any further announcements? That brings us to special orders. Senator Duncan.
So may I privilege the floor to speak on Ethic Committee appointees?
Senator Duncan, without objection, you have the privilege of the floor to speak on Ethics Committee appointees.
public members.
Public members.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to make a statement on behalf of the minority on the floor this morning and make it very early in response to the announcement from the Judiciary Chair. We on the floor expressed, I think, very clearly last Friday, I guess it was, when the vote was taken, that we believe that there needs to be balance on the Ethics Committee as far as public members go, that there does need to be a Bush Alaskan represented on that committee. In addition, we want a woman represented on that committee. So the first name that came down met neither one of those criteria. It was an individual from Fairbanks that I don't prejudge, I know nothing about, but did not meet the criteria that we have said our stated goal. Unfortunately, the list that the Chief Justice has put together as alternates don't meet the Bush requirement either. We want to make it clear to Chief Justice Moore this morning on the floor, to the Judiciary Chair, that we urge his further solicitation of alternate candidates to come up with a Bush Alaskan for submission to this body for confirmation. And we thought we should make that statement early so the Judiciary Chair can forward that on to Chief Justice Moore, that that's one of the criteria we're very strongly looking at. And keeping in mind, we do this keeping in mind, Mr. President, that the Ethics Committee very clearly can function at this point. They can move ahead with their investigative powers and the process. It can move forward because we have confirmed three public members, at least the Senate has confirmed three public members, and we've got two Senate members. So it does have a quorum. It's able to function. It's able to begin the process. And by the time that we get to the point of making decisions, we'd have that rural member confirmed.
Further special orders? Senator Little.
Mr. President, I would like to ask when we might expect the senator from Pedro Bay to return to the floor.
That's not really a special orders question, but just with the leeway. I expect him back sometime today. I don't know what time. So I would assume he'd be here for Wednesday's floor session. Senator Sharp, under special orders.
If I may speak on the same topic as the senator from Juneau.
Without objection, you have the floor to speak on the topic of public members to the Ethics Committee.
Mr. President, I thought the Chief Justice possibly responded very quickly to that request, because I think Friday the request was a representative from rural Alaska, and I thought that possibly everyone from South Central would think that anyone from north of the range would be from rural, so I think that possibly they have responded.
Thank you, Senator. Further special orders? Senator Jaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is privilege of the floor just to ask a question, some clarification for some, I guess what I would term inconsequential information.
Senator Jaroff, would you make your motion with regard to special orders?
Mr. President, I would move and ask that I be allowed to ask a question there for clarification to some inconsequential information.
Without objection, Senator Jaroff has the floor as requested.
Thank you, Mr. President. What I would like to do is to have a definition, if you could, Mr. President, or maybe the majority leader or somebody, as to what constitutes a session. Is it from the time that we convene until the gavel goes down, or is it from the time that we convene the 11th of January until the 120th day is reached? I'm a little bit concerned, I guess, and not that I'm going out soliciting the opportunity to go out and talk to some of my favorite people, but there was some information that that came out there that prohibited me from, or members of the press from talking to members of this body during the session. And so what I would like to do is to have a definition as to what constitutes a session. And if that's the case, then is the recess or an at ease considered part of the session or what?
Senator Jaroff, I will take that up with the sergeant at arms and see exactly what she means.
Okay, well, Mr. President, I think it's important in that there is that I don't have any problems if it's
at the time we're on the floor and we're in debate or we're taking care of business, that's different. But if at the time that we're at ease or if we're at a recess, I don't constitute that as being in session. But I think it's a clarification that needs to be made for members of this body as well as to the guests that we allow to sit in the back of this chamber.
Thank you, Senator Jaroff. We'll take that under advisement and get back to you. Further special orders? Okay, well, we are, I think, trying to get a resolution from the House. Will the Senate please stand at ease, and I'll find out if it's going to get to us very quickly, just to read it through. Will the Senate please come back to order?
Yeah, Mr. President, I'd like to move us back up the calendar to messages from the other body.
Without objection, we're back under messages from the other body.
Message dated February 8th, dear Mr. President, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration House Joint Resolution Number 24, amended by Representatives Mulder, Barnes, Foster, Hudson, Willis, James, Porter, Brown, Toohey, Cott, Bundy, and Hanley, relating to the shortage of adequate housing for military personnel and their dependents, directing the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and certain municipalities to develop a joint program for improving the inventory of housing for those personnel, and urging the governor, the Commissioner of Natural Resources, and local officials to identify public land that might be made available for that housing.
HJR 24 will be referred to State Affairs.
Those are all the messages from the House.
That takes us back down to announcements. Senator Miller.
First, under unfinished business, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to waive the five-day notice for HJR 24, military housing shortage.
Without objection, the five-day notice for HJR 24 is waived.
Under committee.
Under announcements?
Under announcements, Mr. President, I'd like to serve notice that at 9 o'clock on Wednesday in the Butcherovich room, we will be hearing House Joint Resolution 24. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Miller. That brings us back to special orders.
Oh, unfinished business?
Oh, you have another announcement or...
Unfinished business?
Under unfinished business, Senator Dunn.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move in... Ask unanimous consent, but I excuse from plain time 3 p.m. February 26th to the morning plain time of March 1st for the Anchorage Caucus meeting in Anchorage.
Without objection, Senator Donnelly will be excused as requested. Further unfinished business, Senator Jaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. In anticipation there of an appointment to a committee, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I would be excused, not subject to a call from the Senate from February 16th to plain time on the 22nd.
Without objection, Senator Jaroff is excused as requested. He's still not appointed yet, though. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I'd be excused from the call of the Senate on February 15th until plain time February 16th. That's on state business. And then be excused from the call of the Senate on February 22nd, which would be personal business.
Without objection, Senator Miller is excused for the times requested. Further unfinished business? Announcements? Further special orders? Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment till 11 a.m. Wednesday, February 10th.
The Senate stands in adjournment.